This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southland District with your Extension Crop Report. With the holidays coming up, now is the perfect time for farm families to talk about the future of the farm business. The aspect of passing the farm from one generation to the next requires a great deal of planning, preparation, and communication in the process of farm succession. On December the 15th, from 6 to 7:30, we are going to talk about how to go through this process with the 12 steps of succession planning. We will have a few locations around the Wildcat District where we'll meet in person, but also we will have a virtual option for the program as well. This program is free and open to all. Please give a Wildcat Extension office a call if you are interested in this farm succession program on December the 15th. The 12 steps to farm succession aren't necessarily chronological steps, as they are 12 things to keep in mind, nor are they specific and will be different for each farm family and operation. Many of them might be something that you already are doing without realizing they are part of the farm succession process. Step 1 is to know what matters most. What are the goals of each family member, and what are the standard of living, and most importantly, is farming what the next generation wants to do? These values of what matters most will reflect on every other part of the succession process. Step 2 is the communication of wants, needs, hopes, and fears. It is discussion of concerns and desires from each family member. This step needs to be said out loud and can change over time. Step 3 is to establish vision statements, objectives, and goals. It might seem like something only big corporations that have on flashy websites, but a vision statement is a philosophy that all farming operations have, and the objectives of the farm should be a movement towards that vision. The goals are specific to making the objectives happen. Step 4 is to know the capability of those involved in the farm's transition. Each generation will have different strengths, and the operation will need to change to match the abilities of that individual. Step 5 is the most common area of contention, is knowing who's in charge. Sometimes a retiring generation doesn't want to stop being in charge, and sometimes the successor needs to learn from his or her own mistakes. Step 6 is now getting into the gritty details of the operation. Most importantly, where the operation is financially. Full disclosure of financial positions is important and relevant to know if there is enough room for more family members to join in on the operation. Steps 7, 8, and 9 are similar, and knowing the inventory and the production capability of their operation, and knowing if the future plans are financially possible, and bring it all together for step 10, which is putting this all together in a business plan. Step 11 is the more legal side of things in estate planning and business entity. There are all forms of business entities, and farms cover a few of them. Wills and trusts need to be written, and paperwork needs to be identified. Often, this step will involve a lawyer or legal professional at some point. Step 12 is simply making it happen, and to develop a timeline spelling out the details. The truth is, farm succession is certainty, as is death and taxes. It is always better to be fully prepared to give the best chance to the generation to come. If you are interested in farm succession program on December the 15th, please give us a call. You can reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.